Tim Hardaway has joined us on Sports Byline USA. We're talking about his career, high school, and then into college, and, of course, on to the NBA as a first-round draft pick in the NBA by the Golden State Warriors, where he played six seasons before moving on to Miami for five seasons. And Tim, you developed that crossover dribble. Did that come when you were young, or did that come when you got down to UTEP?
That came when I got down to UTEP. You know, I could always dribble the basketball. When I was growing up, 6th, 7th, 8th grade in high school, I used to dribble the ball down the street to go get milk. And back then, your mom and your parents had to sign a note so you're saying that you go get them some cigarettes. So I used to go get them cigarettes all the time and go get bread at the store because the store was like a block and a half away. So I used to dribble up and down a block. Every time I went to the store, I used to dribble in front of my house. So dribbling was just part of my routine. When I got to college, you know, I developed a crossover. I saw Pearl Washington cross somebody over on TV on Big Monday, and I tried to do his move, but he was too low, so I developed it by putting it between my legs and in front of somebody, crossing somebody over. And I was like, wow, you know, that's a move I could do. And I practiced on the guys in practice at school, and I was getting open, making layups, making the right pass, and making plays. So that's why I developed the crossover in college at UTEP.
Yeah, and it was called the UTEP two-step by the announcers down there. How did you end up at UTEP? I mean, was it Don Haskins who recruited you and brought you in there?
No, it was a guy named Russ Bradford. It was somebody called Russ Bradford and said, hey, it's a guy down here that you need to look at in Chicago. And Russ Bradford was from Chicago, outskirts of Chicago, but he knew Chicago public league basketball schools, and he knew the teams. And the guy told him to come down and see me. He saw me, you know, three or four times, and he started talking to me. And then he said, you know, Don Haskins wanted to come and look at you and look at your game and come to practice. And I was like, okay. And then Don Haskins came, and he came to the school. He came to my house, and he said, look, I want to sign you up. I need a point guard to come in and play like you play and be as feisty as you have been. And, you know, I got Jeep Jackson. I got Lester Goodwin. And, you know, he told me that he even had Nate Archibald to come to school when it was Texas Western after Nate went to junior college. And I was like, oh, okay, I know about Nate Archibald. And, I looked at the school, and I read up on the school, and I read up on him, and I knew that he was, in 1966, he started five African-Americans and beat Kentucky in the national championship in 1966. So I was like, okay, I want to go there. You know, a lot of guys, a lot of teams didn't want me, or a lot of colleges didn't want me because they thought I was too small. But as when I signed with UTEP, you know, he had faith in me, and I went down there, and that's where, you know, Tim Hardaway started his career and started his name.
You know, Tim, there are only a handful of coaches I think I've met over the years that seem to be without prejudice, don't label their players, really understand them as people as well as athletes. In that case, I would have to put Don Haskins on that list. He was a Hall of Fame coach and everything. What was the essence of his success? What did he do with his players, whether they were black, white, or otherwise, that made them all play so well together?
He treated everybody the same way, 1 through 12, 1 through 13, 15, or whatever. He treated everybody the same way. He coached everybody the same way. He wanted everybody to succeed in life. He wanted everybody to work on their game and try to be the best basketball player for them and for the team. And he didn't care if you, you know, you didn't like it or if you did like it. He just wanted you to be the part of the team and come out and play as hard as you can play and win games. And like 1 through 12, like I said, he treated everybody the same with dignity and respect. He wanted you to get a degree, and he wanted you to, you know, have fun while you was in college.
You were taken with the 14th overall pick in the 89 draft by the Golden State Warriors. And I'm just wondering, what did you expect the NBA to be like, and how was it similar to or different from what you thought?
You know what? I had the greatest of both worlds. When I came from school, I went and played with NBA players. I played with Isaiah Thomas, Doc Rivers, Ricky Green, J.J. Anderson, Mark Aguirre, Jeff Wilkins, You know, I play with a lot of NBA guys. I play with a lot of European guys in summer leagues. And I used to talk to them all the time. And, you know, when you got an NBA guy to come up to you and say, how do you control the basketball? And, you know, how do you do the things that you do with that basketball? And I show them, and, you know, and we go back. And I'm in college, and we go back and forth. And I could ask him, and I could pick his brain. You know, how do you get up, you know, down the court in three or four dribbles? I'm talking to Ricky Green. He said, you know, just throw the ball out in front of you and just run. You know, run as fast as you can and be under control. And I was like, wow, you know, I never did that. But he asked me, you know, how do I control the ball and how do I, you know, not able to get the ball stolen or be able to do the things I could do with the basketball. So that, you know, it was great. And that's how I knew that I belong when I played with those guys and against those guys in the summer from 85 through 89. So my transition and Rod Higgins, you know, that I went to Golden State Warriors, I used to watch Rod Higgins all the time in the summer league. So when I went to the Golden State Warriors, my transition wasn't as bad as, you know, a lot of rookies would be because I already was playing with pros during the summer.
One of the things I always respected about the game was that you were reflective of the fact that you were moving up to another level and that you had to prove yourself once again, as every rookie player does. But you were not intimidated in any way with the NBA. What were the elements on that Warrior team and the coaching situation that gave you such complete comfort early on?
Well, you know, you got Don Nelson. He comes to me and says, you my leader. He tells the team that, look, this is my leader. This is the guy that what he say is what I say, and it goes on the court because it's coming from me. If you don't do it, then you don't come and you have to talk to me. And that was Don Nelson. That's what he told the team. And when he said that, I was kind of like scared because I was like, you know, I'm a rookie. How are you gonna put me in this position? You got Chris Mullin, Mitch Richmond, Rod Higgins, Terry Teagle, Manute Bol, all these guys, and you're gonna say I'm your lead on your team, not them. But they took you to the playoffs the year before I got there. So, you know, and it was kind of, you know, it was scary at first. It was scary at first. But Chris Mullin, you know, he put his hand over my shoulder and say, hey, you can do it. We got confidence in you. Nelly wouldn't do this if he didn't believe in you. Rod Higgins said the same thing. Mitch Richmond said the same thing. And all those guys embraced me with open arms, you know. I mean, what else can you think? Hey, I that's the confidence right there to go out there and just improve yourself and make sure they're comfortable with you playing with them and have fun playing with them.
Well, you know as well as I do, Tim, it's one thing to all of you have talent, but it has to blend together. It's also the personalities of each of you. And Run TMC was really successful. Mitch Richmond, Chris Mullin, and Tim Hardaway. Tell me about the personality blend.
Great personality blend. You know, we all, my personality was go out there and talk a bunch of stuff and we can do whatever we believe in that we can do and we can win and we can beat anybody. And I had the ultimate confidence that we could do whatever we can do and as a team, we're going to put ourselves in position to do that. And that was my job. You know, Chris Mullin and Mitch Richmond, their job was to go out there and score the basketball and just have fun out there and do what they do, you know. And we had guys like Rod Higgins, defensive guy, Tom Tober, defense and offense, point center, Manute Bol shooting threes, blocking shots. You know, everybody had a role and a job to do, and we all knew what our jobs were to do, and we all had fun doing it, and we all gave each other confidence to go out there and do it. And it was nobody on the team never doubted anybody. And that's what a team's supposed to do. We went out together. We hung out together. We went to movies together. We had barbecues together. We took our kids and did stuff with the families together. And that's what the team's supposed to do. And that's what, I mean, that's what Run TMC was about. We was about going out there. We knew who was going to get the ball in certain situations. We knew how to run. We knew what to do in certain situations, and Nelly gave us the confidence to do it, and that's why we had a camaraderie of the team.
In about 20 seconds, do you remember the moment, the game, when it all clicked and you said to yourself, this is going to work?
Probably the first practice. the first practice, I was at practice and we practiced together, and you should see how the ball was moving. You should see how we was clicking. That's when I knew it was going to work in practice, not in the game, because I knew in the game we could do whatever in the game. In practice, once you're in practice and you see the ball clicking and doing what it's supposed to do, that's when I knew it was going to work.
Tim Hardaway is with us, the former point guard, 13 seasons in the NBA. He also had a very special relationship with one of his teammates on the Golden State Warriors, Manute Bol. It was kind of a big guy and a small guy, but it was very special. We'll talk about that as we continue on America's Sports Talk Show.